And Katie Couric has come under some fire. There was something in the New York Times recently, a big editorial about her, about how she's full of herself.
She has the lowest Q rating on television, apparently.
Oh, you bastard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I thought that's what we were referring back to.
No, I only say that because you get mad when we talk about what you're going to talk about.
Well, it was an accident.
I know, Buzz, I'm kidding. I bet you are surprised, though. Well, now you know the answer. You would be surprised if I told you. The question is, who has the lowest Q rating of anybody in network news? TV news. And the answer is Katie Couric.
Katie Couric does?
You know, the Q rating is the thing that where you say how much you like or dislike somebody.
Now, is this all anchors? I mean, everybody that's on network television?
Absolutely.
All right.
Wow. Everybody. All of them. She got the lowest ratings. Let me see.
Well, I'm rooting for Good Morning America.
Yeah. And then we have What's Wrong with Katie Couric. Okay? Let me see. She, the people don't like the fact that she's, now, she's allowed to do this, but this is what came up in this focus group. They don't like the fact that she's banging a bunch of different guys, and she's very public about it. She went out with the guy that owned the Red Sox.
Tom Warner.
Then she goes out with some jazz trumpeter, Chris Botti. I've never heard of that guy.
Local New York guy.
Then there's a guy who works for Trump, who she's been seen with, and apparently the house frows that watch the Today Show don't like this.
I've got a piece of advice for Katie Couric that can endear her to more people.
What?
She's got to stop saying, anyway.
Yeah.
She has said it forever. It is the most dismissive way of talking to her co-anchors there. Matt Lauer will say something. They'll have their little ad lib, or Al Roker will have the little, and she'll say, anyway. And it makes it sound
right.
Like it's so bitchy.
Yeah.
It comes across as a... Matt, now wait, in fairness, Matt Lauer does the same thing.
Yeah.
He'll say, anyway, but somebody's got to tell them, knock off the transitional diminishing superior phrase.
Oh, crutch. Anyway, the thing that I...
Shut up!
Shut up!
Shut up!
Let me see. Today's show staffers. This is from the New York Times, quoted. Of course, they won't leave their names, but the New York Times got the quote.
I don't blame them.
Said that they are afraid of Katie Couric, because when she comes down the hall, they hear her peremptory voice and her clickety stiletto heel. So they've hired a guy now. She's hired a guy. NBC's hired a new guy, this new PR guy. His name is, does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
They say he's like John Derek to her beau. That she's like Bo Derek, and this guy's like John Derek, and this makeover guy is Katie has to realize, here's the quote, Katie has to realize the people around her are talking and airing her dirty laundry.
Yes,
she needs to clean that up before she goes outside for help. Katie's PR is being done from the NBC press office.
Mm-hmm.
So they are concerned about Katie Couric, and she's going back to this guy who I guess fixed her up when she first got the job on the Today Show.
John Derek. Hero of mine, really.
Of course,
a hero for us all.
Yes.
Yeah, I was reading about this last week, Katie's low Q rating and the fact that the Good Morning America is doing so well. And whoever wrote the article ended it by saying it's a sad day when America is turning to Diane Sawyer for warmth.
That's not Diane Sawyer.
That Good Morning America's coming on strong because of the class of 81.
Oh,
American University,
Tony's
baby.
Great.
Absolutely. It's Tony Perkins
and apparently,
all the way.
Apparently Diane doesn't run people off like you'd expect.
You know, seriously, and I'm being serious here, who I think, the guy that is just, he's not offensive. He just kind of like hovers there.
Uh-huh.
But the guy doesn't make anybody mad is Charlie Gibson guy.
Yeah.
He sits there. You can't hate him.
No.
He's intelligent enough to do a great
interview. Yes, I can work it up to hate him.
You probably can work it up, but you know, I like the guy.
So
I think
the
guy, he does a great interview, and he's not, he just doesn't get too much of himself into it, and I think that's the key to doing it.
The thing is that they all used to have a different identity.
They're all newsreaders.
The Today Show used to be actually kind of a news show.
Yes.
And Good Morning America was like half and half in CBS, who was watching CBS.
And isn't GMA now doing a little more hard news? Isn't that why? I mean, aren't they doing that a little bit more?
I love when you call it GMA.
But I don't watch it. I still watch the Today Show. Believe it or not, even though Tony's my friend, I actually watch the Today Show. But the Today Show...
You don't watch Channel 5? You don't watch local Channel 5?
Well, whenever Holly Morris is on, I'm watching.
And I don't know when it was. Was it last week she was in Disney World? There's this chick on Channel 5 here in D.C.
doing feeds for other stations now, right?
Oh, I saw her on the New York station as well. But she is like a hyperactive poodle.
Right.
And it's like, let's go down to Disney World and Holly Morris. Well, I'm here with Goofy, and Goofy's my favorite. Hey, Goofy, what do you think? What do you think, Goofy? Wow, it's kind of cloudy out here in Florida. Back to you, Gervier. I'm Holly Morris. And don't forget, next hour, I'll be clogging.
Jeez.
Holly Morris. Do you think the Today Show could regain their edge if they brought back a chimpanzee?
Yes.
I think that would be the secret.
Only if it did that thing the chimps did to that guy, though.
Oh, but at the camera?
Like whenever anybody was going to be fired, whether it be a producer, cameraman, anyway.
Oh, do you mean the monkeys that gouged out
the guy's
eyeballs?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant throwing
something. No, you actually throw the, whoever's getting canned on the Today Show, you throw them to the chimp.
A chimpanzee with a full set of fangs.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, me?
Yes, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I just want to chime in because I went to high school with Katie Couric, and it's made me sick for the past 30 years to listen to everybody talk about how nice she was when... She really hasn't changed much in 30 years.
Yeah.
And a lot of my friends go the same way, and I'm sick of her, grandstanding and just acting like she's... And I feel bad. I mean, it's like criticizing Mother Teresa or something. But
no, it's fine.
What goes around comes around. If you act like that,
was she a bitch? Was she a bitch in high school? I mean, she comes off as a nice girl.
She was a cheerleader, and you got that whole cheerleader attitude. And,
she our experience with her personally was pretty positive.
She sleep around?
Well, this is the thing. Back then, the drinking age was 18, and she turned 18 in our senior year, and what I heard, and I hear that cat going, but anyway, I heard she was down in D.C.
We don't mean it.
Partying a lot, and so usually drinking and partying goes along with.
So your conclusion would be what?
She was a whore?
I don't know if she was a whore, but she was definitely I can say this, I know this, she was definitely was snotty and had an attitude, and,
good.
I feel like she just got a very lucky break.
What about you? Do you have your legs crossed through the entire senior year?
My sister got pregnant when she was 15. So my parents, if they could have put me in a tower and locked me up, they would have.
It's a lot of fun.
Well, how's your life going now?
My life's going great now, but I sure wish I was making $5 million.
I do too. Sure. Honey, she makes more than that. How much? She makes like 14 million bucks a year.
I just wish she would just go away. I wish she'd just... Go away. I'm sick of looking at her, and she didn't have blonde hair in, 1975 either. Oh, there's a cat.
Anyway, it's only for you, darling.
You deserve a lot of credit, though, for holding on to this for as long as you have. I think that's terrific.
What are you talking about?
A couple of my friends, when we get together, and there was one thing they did a couple years ago where they had all of her best friends come in, and they got makeovers, and I knew a couple of them, and actually one of her best friends goes to the church that my mom goes to, and every time I go to church, like Christmas and Easter, I see her there, and she's super nice, but... I don't know. I mean,
she's a bitch, right?
Well, no, the actual friend is, but you feel bad saying it, but she is.
When she had sex with all these guys back in high school, do you think she was any good? Did you hear if Katie Couric was any good?
Actually, back in 75, back in the dark ages, sleeping around. I mean, if you were that kind of a girl, everybody in the school knew about it. And you definitely were almost proud of the reputation.
All right, let's get down to it. Let's get down to it. What did Katie do to you personally? Come on, you know it had to be one moment in high school. It had to be. You held on to it this long.
What did she do?
It's 1975. What did she do to you?
It really just wasn't anything other than the hierarchy of the cheerleaders, and I thought I was pretty special.
Hold on. So this is it. So you didn't make it as a cheerleader?
Well, no, I didn't. But I didn't want to be a cheerleader. But
were they like Heathers?
Pardon me?
Were they like Heathers?
Were they what?
The movie, Heathers.
Was it like Mean Girls?
Well, I would have to say that she probably was one of those Mean Girls.
But you don't know for sure.
When you're 17 and 18, you're not very kind of, you don't have a mature personality, and you can be kind of rude to people.
It's so great to talk to women.
Yeah, it is. Let's give her a round of applause. She's held on to her hatred. Yeah,
what group did you hang with in high school, ma'am?
Pardon me?
Were you student government?
I was in the student government, and I was also in sort of an artistic group.
Did you wear glasses?
No, I'm actually at contact lenses.
Did you smoke the marijuana liberally?
I didn't. I wasn't in that kind of crowd.
Wow.
But did
you ever...
You could actually smoke in the school at that time, though, back then.
Did you ever eat the worm?
What are you talking... Oh, no, not in high school, no.
Yeah. The man's worm.
Oh, I thought you were talking tequila.
Yeah.
Great time.
You're talking about that special high school you went to. Or it was a prerequisite.
Cuervo High.
Okay, listen, thank you for the call.
That's what I thought you were talking about. Then I thought you were talking about something else.
Yeah,
that's just... You got it all off your chest.
You're really great.
Delightful to listen.
Well, we got to give you a prize.
Yeah, that was just
refreshing. Because you're so mean.
I want an iPod. I really want an iPod.
Of course.
Listen to this.
Except we should call it a MePod.
No. All about me pod.
She's going to be more like Katie.
Yeah.
Darling, would you like the trip to Las Vegas?
Me? Yes.
I'm sorry. We're going to give it to another random caller. But we would be glad to give you, Hooters Famous Wings for you and 10 of your friends, and an invitation to stop by Hooters of Rockville tomorrow night at 8 when Rob Spiewak will be hosting the Hooters Swimsuit Contest.
You'll love it. The women are really hot.
Hey, I got nothing against hot women.
You know what?
Sure
you and your 10 friends, that'll be like Katie's makeover show.
A lot of guys think I'm hot, too. Not like I'm trying to,
really?
Whatever.
You don't have to try.
Yeah, who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
Good question.
Oh, gosh. Now, this is what everybody told me. Remember that movie, The Thornbirds?
Oh, Rachel Ward?
I look like Rachel Ward.
Rachel Ward?
That's okay. I remember Rachel Ward.
I like Rachel Ward.
Are you a giving lover?
I'm good looking.
Are you a willowy brunette?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Buzz, what was your question?
I just want to know if she was considered herself a giving lover.
Shut up,
Calm down, old man.
Who's
the bucket of water? Bucket of cold water in the newsroom.
Just something we were discussing in the office before the show.
Are you a giving lover?
Buzz. That might have to be Buzz's question for all of them.
That was to make these guys laugh.
Hold on a second, honey. Okay. Yeah. Everybody's calling. Everybody's calling about Katie Couric now.
But, this lady has a point, because you remember we saw Katie on a train once, and remember she flipped you off and then kicked that old lady vendor?
Do I?
Yeah. And I was really surprised.
And then I had sex with her in the bathroom.
That's right.
And you were a giving lover then.
On the train.
And all Katie would do was take.
And she gave me gonorrhea.
It's true.
Are you a giving lover?
So she is giving.
You kill me with that. Hold on. We'll be back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.